Hello, this is your host, Iris Harshaw, and welcome to the News Cycle. Today is Monday, September 23rd, and this week we are talking about Davis's switch to district elections. Davis has always elected its city council members in citywide elections, where every citizen votes for the same candidates and the ones with the most votes win. But now our entire local voting system is being redesigned. Enterprise staff writer Ann Turnus Bellamy talked to me this week about how district elections work and how they will change Davis. And after our interview, a look into one city council candidate's campaign. Welcome to the news cycle.
Thank you.
Can you start the story from the beginning? Just take me back to where the story of district elections began.
So in, I believe it was July 1st, the city received a letter from attorney Matt Rexroad, who is a former Yolo County supervisor. He said he had two potential plaintiffs that were prepared to sue the city under the California Voting Rights Act if the city did not switch to district elections.
And why were they going to sue the city?
Well, Matt Rexroad's contention is there's racially polarized voting in Davis. So district elections is the remedy for that under the California Voting Rights Act.
And what evidence did he provide for that claim?
He provided evidence showing that in recent elections, precincts within the city of Davis that had a higher Latino population were more likely to vote for Latino candidates. One of the ones he singled out was Mayor Pro Tem Gloria Partida. He provided numbers showing that she did better in precincts with more Latinos in those precincts. And the opposite was true for white candidates. They would do better in precincts with more white voters.
In his view, how does district elections remedy that polarization?
Well, I think the law itself was created because in large cities where you might have more concentrated groups from different ethnic or racial groups who live in one area, one neighborhood, one section of town, you could devise districts so it would be easier for people to elect somebody from their neighborhood, their group, to a city council. The argument some have in Davis is that Davis doesn't really have neighborhoods that are heavily concentrated with a specific minority.
But the claim behind the lawsuit was that we did have those types of neighborhoods?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the consequences of this shift to district elections rather than citywide?
Well, I don't think we're going to know until after it happens if it actually changes how people vote in the city of Davis. The main consequence is going to be that everybody will vote for one member of the city council who will represent the district they live in, versus now where you vote to fill as many open seats as there are. So in the last election, all of us got to vote for two candidates. In the future, we will all only vote for one candidate.
And how does this switch affect current council members who are up for re-election?
Well, that hasn't really been decided yet. They will all have to decide if they run again based on whatever district they end up in. And the council still has to decide if they want to stagger elections. So there'll only be two council seats up in the next election and then three the following election.
What are the districts going to look like, or when will we know what they're going to look like?
So by September 30th, there will be draft maps released by the demographer who's drawing up the districts. And he hasn't said exactly how many draft maps there will be, but then there'll be two public hearings in October before the city council votes on which map to choose.
What is happening with the election of the city's mayor in accordance to this switch?
So that hasn't been decided yet either, but the current city council has indicated their preference is that the mayor will be selected by the council itself.
Not by the
or
city
it will be
voters.
No, because there's some issue on whether an at-large vote for mayor would also violate the California Voting Rights Act.
So they are seeing it as a possible infringement of the act to continue city elections for the mayor?
Yes.
And you said they indicated that that's the direction they're going in. When do we expect to know that for sure?
They will have to decide that by the time they choose the final maps. That will be part of that decision.
But currently, what areas of Davis don't have a acting council member representing them?
I believe South Davis is the only one,
okay.
Or maybe North Davis. The current council mainly seems to live in Central, West, and East Davis.
When running for re-election, candidates who only need votes from one district, is it a possibility that while they're on the council, that they will only vote for things that will benefit their district so they secure re-election?
That's a fear that some people have, and a couple of current council members have expressed that fear, because all of the council members are supposed to represent the whole city. So that is a concern for some people, yeah.
Can you provide me an example of an issue that could arise from this type of switch?
Well, I believe it was one of the current council members who mentioned like a homeless respite center that maybe one part of town doesn't want it, or maybe no district wants it in their district.
And so it'll be harder to build that respite center if each council member doesn't want it in their specific district.
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you for speaking to me today.
You're welcome.
Dylan Horton is the youngest candidate currently running for Davis City Council. On September 15th, his campaign had a barbecue fundraising event. Dahlia Krause has the story, which was co-produced by Katrina Hawes.
25-year-old Dylan Horton is running for Davis City Council. There has not been a city council member in Horton's age range for decades, and he believes it's time for that to change.
I think we should be seeing more of it. I don't think it should be novel.
At a barbecue fundraising event for Horton's campaign on Sunday, September 15th, eager supporters shared opinions and a meal. The host of the event, Desiree Rojas, welcomes his younger perspective.
The fact that he's young, he's ambitious, and he understands what the needs are of our city is really important to me, and I believe in him.
Horton's top priority is the housing crisis in Davis. As a young renter, Horton is familiar with the challenges of finding affordable housing in Davis.
The anecdote that I use for this is every apartment that I've lived in Davis has had mold during the winter time.
Jacob Engel, the communication coordinator for the campaign, likes Horton's focus on Davis housing.
Dylan is really the only candidate that I've seen thus far with a solid approach to combat that housing insecurity that we talk about.
Horton proposes to expand the tax base instead of raising overall taxes. Horton wants young people and their opinions to be represented in Davis, but being such a young candidate can have its shortcomings. Compared to other candidates, he has fewer established relationships and connections in Davis. Additionally, Horton points out that there is a certain mindset towards young people.
There's this thought that, you just became an adult. You don't really have any intellectual experience standing to be participating in a serious way in this environment. And that's just fundamentally untrue.
On the other hand, some people embrace Horton's youthfulness, such as supporter Delaine Easton.
A lot of the great innovators in the history of the world have been young people. Their minds are open. They're ready to make changes.
Horton encourages young people to get involved in politics and vote. He wants everyone to be represented.
It's a matter of our livelihoods at this point to be involved in the system.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Dahlia Krause.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Iris Harshaw is the producer. James Cobalt and Dahlia Krause are the assistant producers. And Daniel Ruiz Jimenez is the studio recording engineer. Thank you for listening. See you next week, Davis.